Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Juan Eichelberger. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Law goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bernazard moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eichelberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Gray reaches second base with a double. Hill moves to third. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Dibzinski reaches third base with a triple. Hill scores. Gray scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dibzinski scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Hassie reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassie moves to third. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassie scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball towards right. Baines catches it and throws to first to double up McBride. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Tabler reaches second base with a double. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vukovic scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fishlin hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Ickelberger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dibzinski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Vukovic moves to second. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hill bunts in front of the plate. Hassey fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to second. One out. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fishlin hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Gray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards third. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Mike Fishland. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 4 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Rick Manning. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.